I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Immigrant detainees at the Etowah County Detention Center are at the center of a civil rights complaint over abuse and visitation rights. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement holds an average of 300 foreign detainees in Etowah County awaiting deportation. The advocacy group Community Initiatives for Visiting Immigrants in Confinement says there's evidence of widespread abuse at Etowah. They filed a formal complaint earlier this month. Christina Mansfield is a co-founder of Civic. She says she heard reports of abuse on her first visit to the facility in 2013.
A particular group of men were taken and were coerced into signing papers that would facilitate their deportation. At least one man was assaulted by ICE officers in an attempt to force him to sign those travel documents.
Now the visits have been suspended. Both Civic and the Southern Poverty Law Center say it's retaliation, and they're demanding that the Etowah County Detention Center restore their visitation. A museum in Birmingham honoring black baseball players who formed their own league during segregation is opening today. Mayoral spokeswoman April Odom says the Negro Southern League Museum will open to the public this afternoon at 4. The museum is a tribute to the Birmingham Black Barons and to other players in the league. Birmingham Barons officials say the Black Barons became members of the Negro Southern League in 1920. The team played its last game in 1963. They won three pennants in the 1940s with a roster including baseball legends like Satchel Paige and Willie Mays. Odom says the museum will be open to the public Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and noon to 5 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. And Birmingham's Sidewalk Film Festival is getting underway with a movie you can really sink your teeth into. The Alabama Department of Tourism teamed up with filmmaker Norton Dill to produce the documentary Q, Alabama Barbecue Legends. The hour-long film focuses on family-run barbecue restaurants handed down from father to son. Brian Jones is with the State Tourism Department. He says the inspiration for the film were the rules for the Alabama Barbecue Hall of Fame.
They had to be open for at least 50 years. And, you know, we thought, well, we'd probably have, you know, a handful. It turns out there's like 29 barbecue restaurants in Alabama that has been open for more than 50 years.
Alabama boasts having the most barbecue restaurants per capita than any state in the nation. The documentary, Q, Alabama Barbecue Legends, will be shown tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 at the Carver Theater in Birmingham. Now your forecast.
It's going to be warmer this afternoon. We'll top out in the lower 90s. Plenty of sunshine tonight. Lows back around 70. Muggy tonight for the weekend. A few scattered storms will be possible. Risk of rain 30%. We'll top out in the upper 80s. Overnight lows continue near 70 at night. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.